The following is a class on Damodar Leela, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 9, Text Number 1 and 2, given by His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami in Petersburg, Russia.
Gopi jana bala bhava jwala dhari Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya
So, as was announced in the morning, today we'll discuss the 10th canto, chapter 9, that describes the Damodar Leela of the Lord. Om Ajnanti Mandasya Jnanam Janashalakya Chakshuran Militan Yena Tatsmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Madhavestam Savitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Dupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadandikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamlan Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Raguna Tanvitam Tan Sajivan Sajivan Saita Krishna Chaitanam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Sham He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Neela Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Vancha kalpatarvyasya kripa sindhu bhayavacha paditanam pavanevyo vaishnavyo namo namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare So the ninth chapter of the 10th canto describes in detail this very wonderful pastime that the Lord enacted with His mother. The chapter is called Mother Yasoda Binds Krishna, and there are 23 verses in this chapter that describe this pastime. So this is, in this pastime, the mother eventually tied her son down with a rope. So Mother Yasoda was churning the yogurt, as described in this verse. And the other maidservants in the house were engaged in various other duties. And as she was churning the yogurt, she was also remembering the pastimes that her wonderful son had already performed. Before this pastime was enacted, the Lord has already enacted a few other pastimes. He killed the demon Putana. Then he killed Agasura, Sakadasura, Tenavarta. All these were powerful demons who were sent by Kamsa with the intention of killing. Kamsa had information that the child he was fearful has already appeared. So he wanted all the children just to play safe. So when these powerful demons were killed, the Brijvasis were amazed how a small child could kill these powerful demons. They were wondering, is this child a demigod? He seems to have special mercy of Lord Narayana. Besides killing these demons, in the previous chapter, the Lord has also revealed the entire universe in his mouth to his mother. So Mother Yasoda, while churning yogurt, she composed a song, remembering all these wonderful transcendental pastimes that her son had performed. In other words, while doing our various duties, we can also remember the pastimes of the Lord. Now you may say, should we also, Maharaj, compose songs remembering Krishna's childhood pastimes like Mother Yasoda did? Fortunately, we don't have to take that trouble. We can chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra while doing our various... Just like you say, Lord Chaitanya and his associates were cleaning the Gundicha temple in Jagannath Puri. Hundreds of devotees were engaged in that exercise and hundreds of buckets of water were being transported. Some of them were transporting water, some were scrubbing the floor, some were scrubbing the ceiling. But while performing these various functions, they were all engaged in chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra at the same time. So, from this example of Mother Yasoda, we should get inspiration that along with our regular duties that we may be executing, we should try to chant the Mahamantra. By this process, you'll automatically remember the different pastimes of the Lord. So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains, as Prabhupada has reported in the purport, that this pastime in which the Lord broke the container of yogurt and was eventually tied down by the mother was performed today in the morning hours on the day of Diwali. Today this pastime was performed over 5,000 years ago. And even today you can see that very location where this pastime was performed. Not only can you see this location, you can see the other locations also where the Lord performed his various pastimes. As you know, we also have another program, the Braj Mandal Parikram, that for a whole month travels to the places where the Lord performed his various pastimes. So, as stated in the purport, the cows at that time would give milk of different fragrances. These days, you only get milk of one flavor. That is better. How healthy a cow is, the milk is only of one flavor. But as Prabhupada explains in the purport, amongst Mother Yasoda's cows, the cows are giving milk of different flavors because they were eating grasses of different flavors also. Mother Yasoda was very attentively churning the yogurt. Mother Yasoda would regularly hear complaints that your son coming to our house and stealing our yogurt and butter. And the elderly gopis would complain to the mother, control your son, control your child. Now they were complaining. They were at the same time very attracted to the Lord's pastime. So Mother Yasoda would tell them, why didn't he hide your yogurt and butter? And they would say, we hide it on the top of the shelf in the corner. But still, your son's managed to reach over there and take it. Even in the night, they manage to reach over there. Because the jewelry they wear radiates so much effulgence that in the night they can see where the butter and yogurt is hidden. So Mother Yasoda would say, okay, I'll take the jewelry out. Then he won't be able to find it in the night. And then the gopis would say, no. They look very beautiful with the jewelry. But in her mind, and Mother Yasoda would sometimes also say, why should my son come and steal butter and yogurt from your house? You think we don't have yogurt and butter in our house. These days we measure a person's wealth by seeing how big a house he has and how many, which car he's driving, how big his car is. Those days people's wealth would be measured by seeing how much land they have and how many cows they have. And the cow was protected. So within her mind, Mother Yasoda used to think, maybe the neighboring gopis had better quality yogurt and butter. That's why my son is more attracted to their yogurt and butter and stealing from there. She was thinking, why my son doesn't like my yogurt and butter and he has to go and steal from the neighbors. So she was churning the yogurt very, very attentively to make sure that the best butter would be produced. She wanted to make sure that her butter and yogurt was tastier than the neighboring gopis. Mother Yasoda was dressed in a saffron yellow sari. She was wearing bangles, earrings, and she was deeply absorbed in just remembering the wonderful transcendental pastimes of the Lord. She was flowering, and she had multi flowers on her head. So while Mother Yasoda was churning the butter, the son had a desire to drink the milk from the mother's breast. Of course, these activities were all being performed to increase the transcendental pleasure of the devotee. The mother was churning the yogurt. You can visualize like this. And the son comes on her lap, begins to drink milk, and then it catches hold of the churning rod and prevents her from churning. So he began to prevent her from churning the yogurt. Mother Yasoda was looking at her son with great love and affection. And because of this intense love, milk was flowing from her breast. But at the same time, at a little distance, was her kitchen. And on the oven, milk was boiling. So we see that Mother Yasoda was performing several functions at the same time. On the one hand, she was churning the yogurt. On the other hand, the milk was boiling. The milk was also boiling. Her intention was eventually to produce yogurt and butter. She was churning the butter. That was also for the pleasure of Krishna. All her activities were being executed just for the pleasure of Krishna. So that's how we should mold our lives. We may be engaged in various activities, but the goal should be to please Krishna. Doesn't matter whether you have a male body, a female body, you're a householder or a brahmachari. Our basic principle is that we please Krishna with all our activities. So naturally, since the milk was boiling in the oven and the milk was overflowing, the mother had to leave the son behind and go to take care of the oven. But the son was not satisfied because he was drinking the mother's milk, and the mother had to drop him and go to take care of the milk that was boiling in the oven. So the son displayed another of his pastimes. He was biting his reddish lips with his teeth, and he was angry that his mother left him behind to attend to the boiling milk. And there were tears coming in his eyes. What did the Lord do? He took a stone and hit the container of yogurt and broke the container of yogurt. The mother had gone to the kitchen to take care of the boiling milk. She left the child behind. So he took a stone, threw it on the container of yogurt and broke it. Prabhupada explained in the purport that it is natural that when a child becomes angry, he has tears in his eyes. But he took the freshly churned butter. Krishna has many names characterized by his different pastimes. You and I may have one or two names, but Krishna had thousands of names. And one of his many names is Makhan Chor. So here, Krishna broke the container of yogurt, took the freshly churned butter, and went and sat down in a solitary place. Mother Yasoda, in the meantime, since the milk was already boiled, it was overboiling and overflowing, she went to the kitchen, took the pot of milk off the oven and kept it on the floor. And then she came back to the container of yogurt where she was churning. But when she came back, she saw the container was broken. Plus Krishna wasn't there. The container was broken. She just went for a minute. And in the meantime, her son broke the container. Plus he stole the freshly churned butter and went away to a solitary place. What was Krishna doing over there in that solitary place? He was sitting on an upside down wooden mortar. This was a wooden mortar used for grinding spices. And he was distributing yogurt and butter to his friends, namely the monkeys. Krishna stole the freshly churned butter, took it with him, along with the yogurt, and in a solitary place, called all the monkeys and began to distribute it to them. But at the same time, Krishna was in anxiety. He knew his mother is going to come after him. So while he was feeding butter and yogurt to the monkeys, He was always looking back, left, right, later. When is somebody coming to catch me? Is my mother coming to catch me? Even the Lord, as the Bhagavatam describes, was in anxiety. There Krishna is, with a freshly churned butter and yogurt, with a big gang of, with a group of monkeys. You know how Mother Yashoda tracked Krishna down? She's tracked it down by seeing the butter-smeared footprints. Like, you know how the police catches criminals? They take the footprints and the fingerprints. So Mother Yashoda, see, the butter-smeared footprints were there because the Lord had broken the container, taken the yogurt and butter, and he left the footprints behind. So it wasn't difficult for the mother to find out where her son was. So Mother Yashoda, when she saw that her son was in anxiety, looking all around, left, right, front, to see if someone's coming to catch me, and he was very sweetly distributing the yogurt, she smiled. The yogurt was so fragrant that even the crows that were flying could smell the fragrance, and they descended to take some of it. Mother Yashoda came to catch hold of her son. She had a stick with her. And she came looking for her son with a small stick, not a big stick. So when the son saw that the mother was coming behind him with a stick, he got down from the mortar and he began to run. Everyone is scared of Krishna, Yamraj. But here the Lord is scared of his mother. So when he saw his mother coming with a stick, he very quickly got down from the mortar and he began to run. Bhagavatam explains, yogis try to reach the Supreme Lord also, but they fail. They're unsuccessful. But Mother Yashoda, influenced by the yoga maya potency of the Lord, was thinking that Krishna is my son. Now, let me catch him and punish him. Began to follow her son to catch her. Prabhupada explains that mystic yogis, the jnanis, they all try to catch the Lord through the medium of tapasya, but they cannot catch the Lord. But one who takes the path of bhakti can catch the Lord. That's the difference between the yogi and the bhakta. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, after having discussed different types of yoga, bhaktya mam avijananti. Bhakti is a medium through which I can be known, I can be understood. So Mother Yashoda is chasing Krishna. You can picture the scene. The Lord is running and the mother is running behind her with a stick. But the mother was not as fast as the son. She was a little heavier than a tiny, than a small son. And as she was chasing her son, her hair became loose. And the flowers, the multi flowers from her hair, they all fell on the ground. Finally, she was able to capture her son. So when she captured her son, the son began to shed tears. In English, there's a phrase, crocodile tears. Have you heard of that? There's crocodile tears. These are like artificial tears. So when the mother caught hold of the child was naturally in anxiety, shedding tears. And when the mother caught hold of the child admitted, yes, I broke the container. Yes, I stole the yogurt. And Mother Yashoda could see that my son is really scared of me now. He has tears in his eyes. And he's shivering, shaking. She was chasing him with a stick. But when she caught hold of him and she saw the son is crying, shivering, really fearful that the mother may discipline him, she also got scared and she threw the stick away. Yamraj, in the sixth canto, tells his Yamadutas, don't touch anyone who is a devotee of Krishna. The Yamadutas were bewildered how they were sent on this assignment to bring Arjuna to hell for punishment. And they got stopped by the Vishnu Dutas. So the master told them, in future, don't touch anyone who chants the holy name, bows down before the Lord. So Yamraj even stopped them from approaching the devotees. What to catch a devotee? This doesn't mean you start thinking, now you're more powerful than Yamraj. Yamraj is scared of touching Krishna's devotee. But Yamraj told his followers not to touch the devotees of the Krishna. Yet this Krishna, the Supreme Lord, got caught by his mother. So when Mother Yasoda caught him, the son admitted, "I'm sorry, I did. I stole all this butter and yogurt," and he began to cry. So Mother Yasoda threw the stick away and began to mildly rebuke him. Not harshly, mildly. She said, "Now I will bind you so that you cannot commit any other mistake." This pastime of the mother binding the son is known as the Damodar pastime. Damo means rope, other means belly. So this is the pastime in which the mother tied the son down with a rope. So Mother Yasoda wanted to tie him down for two reasons. One is that she had already got so many complaints from the neighboring gopis, so she didn't want to receive these complaints anymore. The other is, having chastised her son, she was worried that my son may not run away from home. Because if Krishna ran away from home, that would be another anxiety. Mother Yasoda was so absorbed in intense love for her son that she did not even think how powerful Krishna is. Because of her intense maternal affection for her son, she never cared to know how great Krishna was. Just like the gopis, they never bothered to know how great Krishna is. The Brijvasis were happy to see Krishna as a simple cowherd boy. In fact, when they saw Krishna dressed up like a king in Kurukshetra, they said, "We'd much rather see you as a simple cowherd boy rather than dressed up opulently as a king," because the Lord had come from Dwarka. And that occasion, when the Lord was transported from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan, is the theme of our Rath Yatra program. So Mother Yasoda threw the stick away and she wanted to bind her son on the belly with a rope so that he may temporarily suspend his naughty activities. Mother Yasoda wanted to impress upon her son that he should terminate these naughty activities. The Bhagavatam explains that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no beginning and no end. And the material modes, jinat in any way, contaminate him. Just like Krishna says, "Janma karma chame divyam." My appearance and disappearance are both completely transcendental. So, Mother Yasoda decided, "Now I should tie my son down with a rope." How much rope do you need to tie a young kid? Hardly 2 feet, Prabhupada says in the purport. So she took one rope, which was longer than 2 feet, and she put it around the son's belly, and she wanted to tie a knot, but it was 2 fingers short. Krishna had already shown his transcendental pastimes in having killed Putana, Shakarasura, Trinavarta, Agasura. Now Krishna is going to display another of his various vibhutis or transcendental pastimes. So Mother Yasoda, she took the first rope and she discovered it was 2 fingers short. Then she took on the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth ropes. And all these ropes were 2 fingers short. Now, as Mother Yasoda was trying to tie her son down, and every time she saw that the rope was 2 fingers short, she was amazed and she could not understand how is this happening. As Mother Yasoda was trying to tie her son down, the elderly gopis were also there watching this transcendental pastime. The elderly gopis were watching this pastime and they were seeing that Mother Yasoda is not being successful in tying her son down. So they were smiling and laughing. They were thinking, how useless Mother Yasoda is. She can't even tie a young boy. And they were making fun of her. At the same time, Mother Yasoda was smiling and she could not believe it. She couldn't figure out what's her son doing, that even with all these ropes she can't tie him down. This incident was especially wonderful because Krishna was only a small child with small hands, and even 100 feet of ropes put together could not tie him down. So Mother Yasoda was perspiring and she was trying to tie him down and she was laughing and the other gopis were also smiling and laughing. The hay flowers from her hair had come down. Her body was perspiring and she was feeling embarrassed. The Supreme Lord saw that his mother was feeling fatigued. At the same time, he could see the mother's feeling embarrassed that she is not succeeding in tying a small baby down. There is competition between the devotee and the Lord. The Lord tries to serve the devotee tries to serve the Lord. And in this competition, Krishna even agrees to be defeated at times. In material life, does anybody like to be defeated? No, nobody likes to be defeated. But Krishna is happy to be defeated by his devotee. So here we see, but his soul is laboring so hard, in her attempt to tie her son down through the belly. But she's trying. She's not being idle or lazy. Her attempt is to tie him down, and Krishna's attempt is not to let the mother tie him down. But the Lord is also happy to be defeated by his devotee. The powerful demigods, Brahma, Shiva, Indra, they're all under the Supreme Lord. Krishna is the only Supreme Master, and all others are subordinate to him. So amongst the various transcendental attributes of the Lord, one attribute is he happily comes under the control of his devotee. Just like one of the Lord's names is Partha Sarathi. He became the chariot driver of his... In the first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, text 21, Arjuna says, Krishna, place my chariot in the midst of the two armies so that I can see who the assembled soldiers are on both sides, on the other side. You have agreed to be my charioteer and to execute my orders. So drive my chariot in the midst of the two armies. So you may say, oh, then Krishna is going to start serving us also. Sudama Brahman came to the Lord with a desire. His poor wife had forced him to go and see his rich friend. And on the way back, he was just meditating. What am I going to tell my wife now? What did I didn't even ask him for anything. But when he went back, what did he saw? He saw his hut was replaced with a palace. His wife, who was skinny, wearing torn saris, was dressed up like a queen. With ornament, beautiful silk saris and ornaments. So the Supreme Lord becomes accessible to his devotees and not to anybody else. So the Lord decided, now let my mother tie me down. He surrendered. And finally, the mother was able to tie Krishna down. Now, this pastime in which the rope was always 2 fingers short has another deep message. If you want to understand the Lord, you can't understand the Lord just by your effort. You can understand the Lord when the Lord agrees to be understood. You can't capture the Lord through your money or material education or some other mystic perfection. But through seva, sevo mukhe hi jivado. Another thing you understand is God helps those who help themselves. If you want to succeed spiritually, if you want to go back to Godhead, if you want to get out of the cycle of birth and death, then you have to endeavor like Mother Yasoda was trying to tie Krishna down. And if you endeavor, then Krishna will be happy to be defeated, captured by you. But you have to make the effort. You can't expect, I'll just relax and I'll go back to Godhead without making the effort for purity. So, just like Mother Yasoda eventually succeeded. If we sincerely endeavor by following the process of sadhana bhakti, by following the instruction of Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, then you will also succeed spiritually. So today is an auspicious day that this pastime was enacted in Gokul 5,000 years ago. And you devotees have the fortune of being here in Vrindavan on that occasion. Of course, Krishna's pastimes are transcendental. So even if you're sitting in a Russian city in St. Petersburg and meditating on this pastime, so you may say, oh, then why should we come here? We just meditate in our home bases. You can do both. Because wherever you meditate on Krishna, chant the holy names, that place becomes Vrindavan. So Mother Yasoda tied Krishna down with a rope, Damodar. And she got busy in her household affairs. And the Lord could say, two huge trees, the Yamlarjun trees. And he could remember that, yes, these trees have the two sons of Kuvera who were cursed by Narada Muni to become trees. Nalukurara and Manigriva, the two sons of Kuvera, were very proud and false spreadsheets because they were sons of a rich man. And they were so heavily intoxicated that even when the sage Narada passed by, they didn't bother to cover their body. So the Lord remembered that his devotee Narada had given them the benediction that after remaining for 100 years as trees, they would have darshan of the Lord. And then the Lord went and pulled down those trees, thereby fulfilling Narada Muni's benediction. But that's another pastime. Hare Krishna.